This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this last weekend of March. Can you believe that already? 3 months down in this year. Well, we have another hour to go, and we've got another big hour. Our first guest is a friend of ours for many, many years, along with the three other members of the Oak Ridge Boys. Dwayne Allen is going to be joining us on the show. We'll be talking to television producer Steve Burns, who's got a show on Curiosity Streaming. This is a very unique show. I suggest you watch it. It is called Pompeii Disaster Street. They uncovered the city of Pompeii. Really an interesting story. And then in these ever-changing times that we're going through right now, we're going to be talking about global security with Brian Sarton. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Segi Today from the Oak Ridge Boys. Coming up next, Dwayne Allen.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And, of course, if you've listened to me at all over the many years that I've done this show, you know that one of my favorite groups are the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've had them all on the air. In fact, got great pictures of them when we worked together in Branson, Missouri. And we have our friend Dwayne Allen with us right now to talk about some exciting things. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Always good.
Ron, it's so good to talk to you and your beautiful wife beforehand. And it's just always good to talk to you. I've enjoyed every time we've ever run into each other, and that's been many times over the years.
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you something, and I say this not because you're on the air with us today. I've told this to many people. We've interviewed like 18,000 guests on this show. You guys are the best. You really are. You're always there. You are always very receptive to doing any kind of promotion, anything at all, and great guests on the air. I feel like I'm a fifth Oak Ridge Boy. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, we'll just have to come up with some kind of an award.
Okay. Okay. You know, I want to talk about so many things, but I do want to mention the fact, as I mentioned before on the air, Richard, and of course Joe's been on a thousand times too, but I do want to make mention about this new CD we were talking about, this gospel CD that Shooter Jennings, and I think, was it David Cobb that was involved with that
too? Right.
Yeah.
David Cobb is the producer. In fact, it's really his vision, Ron. We met at a little meeting three called the Pie Wagon.
Right.
And when the four of us met with David, and we started talking about what we were going to do and what his vision was going to be for the Oak Ridge Boys, his eyes started to sparkle, and I knew that we were about to go into his vision. And he said, "You know, I want you to imagine when you were little boys and you first heard rock and roll music. What did that sound like to you? What did that feel like to you? Elvis, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis. How did you feel when you first heard that music?" Well, the answer to that was, you know, it felt good in the soul. It made you want to get up and move around. And what about it brought that characteristic of rock and roll that made you want to do that? Well, it was, we all were raised in gospel, and sure, so were they.
Sure, right.
And it was the passion in their lyrics, and it was the tracks that sounded like old-fashioned tent revivals, you know? And it made you want to move around a little bit. Well, we got into that vision, and we started asking ourselves, well, what turned those guys on? We know we were raised in Southern gospel. We were all raised in church. But what turned those guys on? It was really earlier than that. They were all turned on to black gospel.
Right.
So, Ron, we went back so far that David is a historian. He went all the way back to the Smithsonian and found some songs that were before copyrights. In fact, one of the songs, "Let It Shine on Me," I always have to search for copyright so we can get all that written down on the record label and everything, get all that accredited properly. I found 10 people that wrote that song. Well, what that means is it's an old PD song.
Sure.
So every black gospel group that recorded that song back years ago, they put their name on it as an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, and so I went back as far as I could go to find the very first one that I could find, and that's who we put on it. And there's five songs that came from that era, and we have four new songs on there, but they're all with that feel, that early feel of rock and roll, with the simplicity of very few instruments and a big emphasis on the four vocals, with very little tuning, very little technical work done afterwards. It's pretty much in your face. And to accomplish that, I'll give you one example. A Brand New Star, when we already had that cut, and we were listening back, and David started squirming around. He said, "Let's go back into the studio." So we followed him back into the RCA studio, and he said, "Bring that RCA 44. You know what kind of microphone
that is? Oh, I know exactly.
That big old 44 mic, ribbon mic.
Absolutely.
Let's all get around that mic and sing on one mic. I want you to sing to each other and sing together." And he grabbed a rhythm guitar and sat down about 6 feet from us, put a microphone on his guitar, and he said, now let's record that song.
How cool is that?
And we recorded that song around one microphone. You can't tune, you can't fix, you can't do anything to that vocal once you've done it. It's all on one mic.
Well, that's the way it used to be in the old days, you know.
And that's how we cut it, Ron.
Yeah, but I understand that they put Richard in another room so they could control
it. We did. After we cut it, we realized he needed to hear himself a little stronger, so we put him in a booth and isolated him, but the three of us stayed there together, and we learned it together on that one mic, but we put him so we could bring him up a little bit. We needed him up a little in the mic, so we put him in an isolated booth so he could hear himself and so that we could bring his bass voice up a little bit. He couldn't really, we all sing so loud that we were drowning him out.
You know, Dwayne, it is amazing how patriotic you guys are. I know you're very close to the Bush family, and it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, when you go see these guys, of which I've done on millions of occasions. One thing I did not know about you, Dwayne, though, I did not realize that at the Paris Junior College where you studied, two operettas were written based on your life, and one entitled Let's See Paris?
That's right.
Wow.
And they were both original operettas, and they were written around my life in Paris Junior College because I had a music scholarship, and there was not a music program there other than for a band instrument. You could get a scholarship for band, but you couldn't get a vocal scholarship before me in voice. And I was the first vocal scholarship they ever offered there, and they felt that they had to justify giving that scholarship to me. So the drama and speech department combined with the music department wrote two original plays, and each year we put on a week of performances with those two dramas, and I starred in both of them.
Wow.
And it was really a big thing in Paris. They were really good to me there. I went there on a voice scholarship and a valedictorian scholarship, and they were very nice to me in college, and I have I'll become a distinguished alumni from there and a distinguished alumni from Texas A&M at Commerce, where I finished and graduated with a music degree.
Unbelievable. That is so great. You know, I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, how amenable these guys are, everything. I got to thank you. I've thanked Joe and I've thanked Richard. A couple of years ago, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania at a theater called the Warner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to come in the week after because I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra about
with your orchestra. Of course you do.
And you guys were so nice to plug that show a week in advance for me. I'll never forget that, Dwayne.
Well, you're one of our friends, man. We take care of our friends.
Well, you sure do.
We believe in you.
Well, now, I want to talk to you about two things that are very dear to my heart. One is cars, but we'll get to that later. The other thing, though, is that this new clothesline that you have, the Liberty Legends USA Series, a collaboration of Made in America business and leaders that promote bringing jobs back to America. I'm a clothes horse. I mean, I really love clothes. When I used to travel with Ed McMahon, he said, you know, you're like traveling with Barbara Streisand. You got more suits and everything else than anybody. And Dwayne, after we take a quick break, let's talk about that, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many years, Dwayne Allen, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. And Dwayne and I will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and staying over for another segment is Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys. I can't say enough good things about these guys, and have always been so nice to me and my family. Tell us about this clothing line, because I think this is sensational, Dwayne.
Well, Ron, traveling all over the country like both you and I have, we drive through these towns, and you can get clothes cheaper with cheaper labor that shipped in from overseas, and what the Oak Ridge Boys felt like that if we got involved and put our name with it, and the Gatlin brothers, I might add, are involved with us as well, and so is Evander Holyfield. And we have several people with major names are involved with us now. But what we wanted to do is to bring back good-paying jobs for Americans. And we wanted people to start looking for the Made in America logo, made in the USA, made by American hands, you know. And what that does is keep good-paying jobs right here in America for American families,
right,
keeping families together. A good example of that is we gave away gifts to all of the people that are in our team, which number well over 100 every year, and we have something made for them. This year we had cups made for all of the people in our organization, William Morris, Sandy Brokaw, wow, Jeremy Westby's PR firm,
sure,
everybody that represents us in any way. And what we did was made have a cup made with 17th Avenue Revival on the inside, so when you're drinking your coffee, you look right across to the other side, and it's handmade, and there is 17th Avenue Revival inside the cup.
Oh, wow.
Oak Ridge Boys on the outside. We're very careful to make sure that that cup is handmade in California, but we were very insistent that it be made in the United States. And what we are doing is we're trying to lead by example ourselves. If you watch Huckabee, I gave him a suit the other night on his show about 2 weeks ago. That was a Hart, Schaffner & Marks suit, which is made in America. They're one of America's greatest suit makers. And we will travel to Paducah, Kentucky, and we have suits and jackets for all of the Gaither vocal band.
Oh, wow. How
and we will take them to their afternoon Sunday concert and surprise them with brand new suits and jackets at their concert. And what we're doing is we're trying our best to show that giving is a part of the American system. It shows that we care by giving, is those people tell people that we're giving them something that's American made.
Sure.
And they help us get the word out. We may never ever make a penny at it, Ron. We're not really in it for the money. We've got a good job.
Yeah.
We're doing it because we want to help keep American families employed and keep good jobs in America.
Can you go on OakRidgeBoys.com and order the suits there?
Yeah, go to our website and find the link to Liberty Legends, and it will take you right to their page.
I'm serious. I am going to do that. See, I've been wanting these suits for a long time. Let's talk about something else that you and I have in common, okay?
Okay.
Your car collection. Now, I'm an antique car buff myself, okay? So I didn't know that you had a museum called Ace on Wheels. I have got to come there because I've got a few collectibles myself, and maybe we can share some car stories together.
Oh, I love collecting old cars. I've had so many. In fact, I'm trying to find homes for some of my cars now. I've got so many that I really don't have time to love them like they need love. They need to be driven. They need to be cared for. But I've still got way too many. I've got one that is kind of a prize. It's a number 14 of 50 Excaliburs made in their silver anniversary year.
Oh.
Where their first year, 1984.
I know the car.
Where they made a back seat.
Yep.
And they have a soft top and a hard top.
That's a gorgeous car.
And it's a white with a silver side.
Well, now you could appreciate what I have then amongst mine. I have a 75 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Elvis bought the first one. That's my prized possession out of the ones I have. But, you know, before you sell those cars, you got to let me know, okay? I want to be first on the list.
Well, you know, when I got my first old car, which was a 31 Model A, I was driving out in the country, and what I noticed was people sitting on their front porch in the summertime in the chairs, husband and wife, when they see the car, the expressions on their face trip them back to a time when life was much more simple.
That's right.
And they smiled, and it was like you could almost see them start to telling stories about that period of time. And it wasn't about me, it was about the car, because they hadn't seen me yet. They saw the car.
Sure.
They might not even ever see me driving down it. And that's what I loved about it. It brought out the goodness in people and the memories that they shared and were able to share with each other. And that's what I love about old cars. I'm a retro guy. I love giving credit to things of the past. Give us direction for what paths we should take for the future.
Amen. I agree. Do you have a 55, 56, or 57 Thunderbird in your stack of cars yet?
No, but I've got a 53 Cadillac that was owned by Duncan Hines.
Oh.
It's just got 35,000 miles on it. Doesn't have a panel divider in between the front and back. It's open. It's not a convertible, but it's open there.
Oh, boy, you and I could go on forever and ever about that.
I've got a 48 Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith limousine that was owned by the Russian Tsar when he was in England. It's a right-hand drive.
It's right-hand drive?
Uh-huh, and it was used in England by the Russian Tsar when he would come there, and that was his, and Wayne Newton bought that. It came out of the Wayne Newton collection. His brother started a club down in South Tennessee, and it went bottoms up, and I got that out of the bankruptcy.
Wow. I have a Silver Spur, but it's a left-hand drive. I can't get used to the right-hand drive. I feel like I want to deliver mail when I'm in the right-hand drive all the time.
It is a weird trip to drive down the road on the right-hand side. You're constantly wondering if you're getting over that lane.
Dwayne, I appreciate the time you spent with us.
Ron, I could talk with you all day.
I was just going to say the same thing with you. But I understand you're going to be near us soon, and I'm hopefully going to be up and seeing you here in the next couple of weeks, my friend.
I would love to see you, and you and your beautiful wife come up and visit with us as our guests, and we'd just love to see you. No strings attached, no baggage, no. Just come and enjoy the evening where we can just laugh and have fun.
Let's do it. Dwayne, we love you, pal, and thank you for joining.
Love you too, Ron.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. One of four of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Dwayne Allen, along with, of course, William Lee Golden, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzo, better known to all of us as the Fabulous Oak Ridge Boys.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering an enforceable quarantine to keep people safe in the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus.
I am now considering, and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
He says he's spoken with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo about the quarantine, but the governor says that actually hasn't happened yet. The president says other states are also at risk.
There's a possibility that you'll do a quarantine short term, 2 weeks, on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut. Restrict travel because they're having problems down in Florida. A lot of New York is going down. We don't want that.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6636. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. And let me give a little background, okay? The city of Pompeii is once known as the top of the line, the crown jewel, if you will, of the Roman Empire, and it was destroyed in 79 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted, and it covered the city with volcanic ash. Now, Curiosity Stream is going to televise the first large-scale excavation of Pompeii in the world premiere documentary, Pompeii Disaster Street. You're going to witness now the removal of layers of stone and ash to see the daily life, works of art, and the human remains buried for 2,000 years. Joining us right now is the executive producer and Emmy-winning filmmaker Steve Burns. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much.
When I heard about it, I was blown away. How did you ever even begin to do this? This was a long, long process. A couple of years just recreating the final hours of those who died.
That's right. It was about 2 years in the making. 8 months alone, it took us in negotiations to get the exclusive rights to film all the excavation. So we showed up, and for over a year and a half, we had about 100 days of filming, and we get a call from the archaeologist, oh, we're uncovering something, so our crews would go there and film, because we wanted to capture the discoveries, all the discoveries, but also the emotion of the archaeologists as they dug and uncovered these artifacts and skeletons. So we were right there as they based their theories on what happened.
How deep were these?
Well, they uncovered about 18 to 20 feet of ash and stone to get to the bottom, the street level. But along the way, they were able to laser scan everything that was coming out of the earth. So roof tiles that partially collapsed, the walls of the buildings, and eventually they got to, the first discovery was actually a skeleton of somebody who leapt from the second-story balcony. But it may not have been that big of a leap, because by that time, after 18 hours, the streets were full of 9 feet of these pumice stones.
Mm-hmm.
So he maybe leapt 2 or 3 or 4 feet, and it had leather purse and silver coins, but the hot wave of ash and rocks traveling 150 miles an hour hit him, and that was it for him. 6 months later, they discovered that the balcony that he jumped from was on top of a bar for the locals, the gladiators, politicians, and this guy was the owner of the bar, escaping with his cash in his little leather purse.
How big was the city from a standpoint of square miles?
Oh, square miles? I would just say half a square mile to a square mile, somewhere around that area.
Has the entire area been found? Have you dug up the entire city?
No. Two-thirds of it was excavated and has been open to the public. As I mentioned, 3 or 4 million tourists visit there every year. But this area was a totally brand new area, and we uncovered a whole street and a town square and a bar and two homes. This is all brand new stuff, but the laser mapping and the CGI allowed us to rebuild the city. So instead of just seeing the ruins, we actually can restore this completely accurately based on the laser scanning that happened as they dug layer by layer.
Visitors can go there. I mean, you have about 3 million tourists a year, but they can go and see this, right?
Yeah, they'll be able to see this new area that we filmed, and it's really special because not only do they find those familiar everyday objects, but the paintings on the walls are absolutely incredible. They're so colorful. They haven't lost any color because they've been hidden away under this ash for all these years. Basically, it's like walking in somebody's living room and seeing painting of the owner on the wall. It's amazing.
And this is the first dig of this magnitude in over 70 years?
Yeah, 70 years ago was the last time. That was in the 1950s or so, where they excavated. And most of the excavation of that two-thirds that is an open-air museum happened at the beginning of the last century and 2 centuries ago. And all this time, people have been maintaining this open-air museum.
Mm-hmm.
But this new area will not only add to the complete piece of the exposed area, but because you can virtually walk down these streets due to these new archaeological techniques and the CGI experts that can rebuild it, you can see what it was like. And the reenactments that we've done are all based on the stories of the man who jumped from the balcony or the 10 people huddled together in one room during the whole 24-hour ordeal before their roof collapsed. All of the stories are based on the archaeologists' conclusions and these accurate measurements. So we rebuilt the city as a set, and then the movie-like filmmakers came in and did the reenactments of these stories of the everyday people.
After all these years, Steve, wouldn't the skeletal remains disintegrate, or are they preserved?
No, they're preserved because they didn't have flesh on them. These are just the
right.
bones.
Sure.
They're preserved because they were trapped inside this layer of pumice, which is that light stone. And then on top of that, they have almost an impermeable layer of very fine ash that would prevent a lot of seepage from destroying the bones. And bones are pretty hardy, so that's why they were able to tell these stories.
Fascinating. I know you've been involved with a lot of things and started with National Geographic as a cinematographer and producer, later went on as executive vice president and chief science editor at Discovery Networks, and now Curiosity Stream. How do you get that for people who may not know, Steve?
Curiosity Stream, it's like Netflix and the others.
Right.
It's a streaming service.
Right.
And but we have just factual documentaries, science, history, nature, lifestyle, travel. And these are the best films. We've curated the absolute best documentaries in the world. So all you have to do is go to curiositystream.com, and for $20 a year, not a month, a year,
wow,
you can have access to 3,000 hours of the most award-winning documentaries out there. And we're really proud of it because the man who started Discovery Channel started Curiosity Stream, and this is, I think, a testimony to his continued love of quality programming. These are premium documentaries full of movie-like storytelling and production techniques. I think it's the best of the best.
Well, I have to agree with you on that because I've gone there and it is sensational. And I can't wait to see this. I'm going to be very candid about it. What's next on the horizon for you, Steve? You're going to go back?
Probably not back to this dig, but we're doing interesting, fascinating documentaries all the time. Right now we're in the middle of doing a definitive story in the sort of You Are There style from years ago, where you feel as if you're on the streets alongside the Republicans on the French Revolution.
Wow.
And you know, right now we have an ongoing series of the coronavirus going on, giving people tips and the real story. That's part of our breakthrough series, which is the latest science out there. We have a story about wolf relocation going on, one series called Man Versus Time about all the our quest to save time over the years and whether or not they really do save time. It's a very clever way to look at elevators and lots of things that you think are part of our everyday, and you don't even think about what they're doing for us.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff, Steve. It really is. On Curiosity Stream, it is entitled Pompeii Disaster Street. And, Steve, you got to do me a favor and come back and talk about more projects in detail because I find this just so interesting, and I really appreciate what you've done. This is great. Educational, entertainment, you can't beat it.
Thank you very much, Ron. And I think people watching this show, it's live now, they're going to have the same emotional wallop that the archaeologists did. And we, the film crew, did.
I encourage everyone to check out Curiosity Stream, not only for this show, Pompeii, Disaster Street, but others. And Steve, we'll look forward for your return, okay?
All right. Thank you. you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Burns has been our guest, executive producer, Emmy-winning filmmaker, Curiosity Stream, their latest venture, Pompeii, Disaster Street. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, you know, when you talk about the security when it comes to telephones, just everything, it's very frightening because it leaves you out there kind of naked, if you will, and subjected to a lot of types of security breaches. And here to talk about it is a gentleman who knows what he is talking about. He's the head of Verizon Global Security Services. He's going to share some important information from the third annual Verizon Mobile Security Index. He's quite a guy. He heads an operation more than 500 security consultants, researchers, and developers across 30 countries. Joining us right now is Brian Sartin. Hi, Brian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. I'm doing just fine. Great to be here.
Boy, you know, it is frightening when you talk about the security of small businesses, medium businesses, even personal businesses. I have a statistic that says 60% of small and medium businesses that suffer a data breach don't recover and go out of business. That is frightening stuff. How serious is this? Apparently, extremely.
Well, it is. You look at the frequency factor here. We've got 40% now for the first time ever. 40% of our respondents saying they've suffered a mobile security compromise in the last year. You've got more than half of those being small to mid-sized business, so companies with fewer than 1,000 employees, and that's where we're seeing the greatest, say, shift in victim demographics is around those smaller entities. But almost two-thirds saying that the breach they suffered had or caused some lasting brand repercussions. And so I think the stat you mentioned in terms of impact magnitude and those frequency stats I just threw out, I mean, that paints a picture of how alarming this mobile security threat has become.
Well, you know, I was a victim of that latter part of last year, and man, it threw so many things off. New accounts, new this, new that, and I got to be honest with you, I'm not a computer genius or even a communications genius, but I will tell you, I don't know how it happened. I mean, I just fell into it. I just, to this very moment, I don't know how it happened.
You know, the type of situation we're seeing most prevalently now is very, very dangerous, and that's specifically a mobile security attack involving not just phishing, but spear phishing, if you're familiar with that. So
yeah.
Expressly targeting an individual by name. In this case, we're seeing more C-level executives, chief executive officers, chief financial officers, operating officers, CIOs, being targeted the most. And in particular, the perphishers are hitting them, spear phishing attacks, through their wireless device or handset, looking to compromise online mail accounts, so usernames and passwords to those online mail accounts. And it's incredible. You look at the pivoting there that happens is because of the fact that so many, sadly, use the same passwords for, you know, their social media, their online mail accounts, their online banking and all of that, but probably also the same account for access to company resources, remote access to applications and cloud and so forth. It sets the stage for the perpetrator to pivot from identity fraud and identity theft on the personal side to even a complex data breach on the enterprise side. So particularly damaging, and we're seeing a ton of that today.
Brian, the movement into the 5G world, does that impact security? Does it prevent it? I mean, what is the bottom line when it comes to that scenario, which is now, you know, our latest concept of communicating?
Well, there are two sides of the coin to think about with 5G and security. I think one is just simply more moving parts. Is we've been on an arc with mobile devices in general. Is that, you know, there's a paradigm shift, and I think smart security people are waking up and realizing that these devices are as complex as the laptop and desktop and server in the enterprise are. With that comes vulnerabilities. Now, naturally, the shift into 5G accelerates that arc. In the future, you can expect far more functionality even on the handset than what you see on the device and the laptop. That's entirely possible. There will be more applications, a faster shift to the cloud, a faster extension of the traditional enterprise perimeter network. With that comes more holes, more potential vulnerabilities to exploit. But the other side of the coin is 5G creates not just faster pipes, but the ability to more gracefully fuse security concerns like authentication, better, smoother routing, and encryption to fuse that into the protocol. And it sets the stage for the creation of a far simpler, far more efficient network of the future. And I tell you, from here, looking at today's problems around fumbly network segmentation and devices like routers and hubs and switches that comprise the networks and all the IPs, that network of the future powered by 5G, that's looking pretty good.
I'm told five key things that someone can do to protect their business and their personal files. What are those, Brian?
I tell you, I'll even drill that down to four.
Okay.
So 90%, I mentioned, of small to mid-sized business say they lack the basic fundamentals. So we can boil that down and say when you slice through the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, there are four defensive countermeasures that mitigate the risk of 90%+ of today's real-world wireless security attacks. And that, number one is authentication. authentication, like we talked about. Number two is encryption of the handset.
Mm-hmm.
Containerization, so separating out company use and company-level security controls from personal use, so those things don't slow down and encumber my personal use of the device or handset. But then restricting download activities such that, you know, typical end users and employees, like, you know, folks like you and me, don't inadvertently or accidentally step on parts of the online world that create jeopardy or risk for our handset or for our company.
Over the past few weeks, we have viewed how the government sometimes can clutter up things, and I know that you have testified in front of the United States House of Representatives on these cyber threats against the financial sector of our society, okay? Have they done anything? Because a lot of times they look like they do nothing.
Yes, in the United States, as well as in many countries around the globe, I think there's better convection and tighter coordination between public and private sector than they ever than there ever has been. You see that on so many areas. You see that on development of security standards and security controls, development of compliance standards against which enterprises can test and validate strong and effective enterprise security countermeasures and strategies. You also see that in the exchange of cyber intelligence that sets the stage for better detection and response to cyber attacks in motion. You know, the interconnectivity I mentioned, I use the word convection, but, you know, the connections between governments and private sector in those areas has never been stronger. So there's a lot of exchange to help keep those who participate from being last in the herd, and no reason not to get in there, get in the middle of it, and take part.
Boy, this subject is so important. I can't express it more to our listeners. Now, Brian, there's a lot to digest here. Where can we go for more information and maybe, you know, read it over and over and over again like some of us have to do?
Well, I hope folks do, and the best place to go for that is Verizon.com/mobile security index. That's mobile security index.
Fascinating stuff. Would you come back and join us again? That's really beneficial to know this. It's a scary world out there, Brian.
Absolutely. I'm very happy to. And thanks for having me on today.
Thank you for being on today. Our guest has been Brian Sartin, and he is the head of Verizon Global Services. And he's got some great suggestions how to protect your security when it comes to mobile phones, computers, and more. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
$500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of March. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Crystal Gale, Josh McCuga from the History Channel, Carbonaro Effect star Michael Carbonaro on True TV, from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen, TV producer Steve Burns, and Brian Sarton. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Until then, please be safe. Listen to all the medical experts and adhere to what they suggest you to do to stay well. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.